Well, good afternoon. Hey, let's pray. Great day today. I'm very excited to be able to spend my time with you and to rejoice in God's mercy and his goodness. I'm telling you, coming up in about 30 minutes, when we're done our chaplet here in a few minutes, a friend of mine, her name's Laura, is going to be stopping by. She is a mother who has been praying for her son for several years now. She's a medical professional. Her husband is a surgeon, and their son suffered a horrible accident, which a gun went off and actually bullets went into his head. He survived. Really, I believe it was miraculous. God always brings good out of every situation. At the time, the parents couldn't see any good in this, and I understand that. Why? Well, their son lost his vision. He's now blind. And you know, there were other consequences that came as a result of it. And for a young boy who was only a junior in high school to have to endure something like that, I remember seeing the mother so distraught. She would pray in a chapel where I used to attend Mass. And in this chapel, she would kneel down before the Blessed Sacrament and just cry out to God. And it was heartbreaking. And I know both of them, they're both good friends of mine. Something miraculous happened to this boy, and the father sent me a text over Easter to show me something that blew my mind. I won't share it all with you right now, but coming up right after we're done praying the chapel, Laura is going to be stopping by. She'll share this story, and I just want to let you know that God hears your prayers, that God is a God of miracles, that anything is possible with him. I don't care how dark your situation is right now, how impossible it may seem. Maybe you just got out of jail and you think, I've got no future. I squandered half my life. How's the Lord going to do anything with me? You know, I believe in God being a God of second chances. Maybe the doctor just gave you a horrible diagnosis. You know, maybe it doesn't look good for you. Maybe it's cancer or ALS or some other degenerative type of disease. Not with God. If God so chooses, he can heal and he can restore. He can help that broken marriage of yours. Like I hear testimonies all the time, and maybe the Lord positioned me here so I could speak to you with authority on this, with total conviction and belief that miracles happen. They happen all the time. And we've been in these, go to Mass every day, and as you go through the gospel passages, you know, recently, we're hearing about everything from the multiplication of food, right, to the resurrection of the Lord, to his encounters, and to the incredible things that unfold. God is just as real today as he was 2,000 years ago. Nothing changed. There wasn't a certain date on the calendar where suddenly, you know, the miracles stop, right, that God is not as active or not as present. That's not the case. I'll share a couple emails that have come in here to me, and people just testifying to God. And I go back to what I always quote, the diary entry 1578. In the diary, the Lord says, I rejoice that souls ask me for much because I desire to give much, very much. You know, that's why I always say, hold out a big cup. Ask God for those big things, for the restoration of that sight, for the healing that you're looking for the miracle that you need. I ask God for all sorts of things. And whether he wants to give them to me or not, I don't know. But I'm asking big. I just threw something out to woman whose cause has recently been opened, and these venerables and blesseds need miracles. So, well, a little Andre Santos, Maggie, saying in my ear, said, I did, Maggie, yesterday when they were on the air, I've charged her with a task, and I gave her a small window for it. But look, very humbly, I have no authority over any saint, right? But, you know, the power of their intercession is pretty potent. So call upon him and let's pray together. A couple of quick emails. This person says, I want to thank you and all of the Relevant Radio family for the outpouring of prayers for Noelle Lynch, who went missing April 3rd. We all prayed the chaplet for her. I'm overjoyed to report that she has been found safe. I think we reported on that yesterday. I want to let anyone who's been praying for that know. The missing, once again, have been found. This person wrote to me, Maria in St. Louis, says, my Thanksgiving goes out to everyone who prayed, and I want to thank God for his divine mercy. I prayed for my disability to be approved and for a favorable outcome for two legal matters, and also that my hardship license would be approved. Everything has been answered. I want to thank the good Lord for answering my prayers. This person writes, hey, Drew, just want to let you know my best friend had her daughter call in for her 7 years after no contact. She's been praying for restoration of that relationship. She and I prayed the chaplet, and we are so grateful to report that prayer has been answered. So God is restoring relationships. He's returning the missing, right? He is healing. This person said, my cousin came home after being in the hospital for 10 months in an induced coma after suffering and losing his own dad with COVID. She needs a lung transplant. I just got the news of her coming home immediately after praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. So look, let's pray together right now this powerful prayer. And there's more that come in. There's more answered prayers. I promise you I'd be sharing them with you. One more. My sister was recently diagnosed with breast cancer. We were praying that her biopsy come back negative. Well, we're going to know for sure in a few days. But already they're using the word calcification instead of cancer. I'm calling this one a thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Anita. Thank you for your hopeful message. I love it. Maggie, what's coming in on your end? I know people can get a hold of you by going to our X account. That's our formerly Twitter, and send her a post at Drew Mariani Show. And if you're streaming me right now on Facebook or on YouTube, leave your intentions there. Maggie's eyes are on that as well. And send me your answer prayer. You can email me those, drew@relevantradio.com. When God answers your prayers, it's not cancer. When the finances get remedied, whatever the situation you're praying for, drew@relevantradio.com, market answered prayer, and I'll share them along with so many more. What can we pray for, Maggie?
I have another answered prayer.
All right.
Within my family. We prayed a lot last year for my sister-in-law Molly's sister, Meg, who she had a serious heart condition that happened after during giving birth last year, and they were in a rough way. After a long, hard road of recovery for her and her husband, they did some testing this last week, and it looks like her condition has stabilized, at least without, you know, we'd just been praying. And that in itself, I think, is a miracle, because I think if it were any other situation or any other person, I don't know that they would be around anymore. She's a wonderful woman, and her kids are beautiful. So I'm just so thankful. They need continued prayers. I mean, it's crazy. We pray for these missing people, and they get found. This literally just came in a minute ago from Christine on X. She says, prayers, please, for a friend who's asking for prayers for this family that she knows. Wow. It's a poster of a missing child. She's 14 years old. Her name is Elizabeth. I'm not sure where this is, but I just retweeted it on our Twitter. I don't know what the area code 310 is, 310. I'll have to look it up.
It's just amazing how many people go missing, right? If it's not an Amber Alert or Silver Alert, others, it just either get lost or something nefarious happens.
Los Angeles County again.
Yeah, 310. That was California. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll pray for that. Well, you know, and we also have these incredible healings with the organ transplants and all those other issues that people pray for. I don't know why God seems to answer certain prayers pretty rapidly, but let's pray together now, okay? We will pray for you, and we'll pray for that miracle that you are seeking in your life. And again, you know, I assume everybody knows the number. Our lines are full, but I'm going to give you the number to get into the chaplet if you ever want to get your prayer intention put on the air. It's 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Put it in your speed dial. You can use it during the chaplet, and we'll try to get your prayer on the air here with you as well. You know, this Laura and Jay, these friends of mine, they were they've been praying the chaplet. I remember the son having a pretty serious surgery, and they called my wife and I was outside a church at the time, and we stopped and we prayed the chaplet. And when it was over, you know, Dr. Bosco calls me back and says, I can't believe, you know, how successful the surgery was. God can work. And I just want you to know that, and I want you to believe it. So let's pray right now. I'm going to pray for more miracles today, that God's floodgates will be open. One final note. We had a mass offered for you yesterday, by the way. And Jen, I want to thank you for reminding me of that. On August 15th, four times a year, if you pray with me during this chaplet, if you are a Divine Mercy intercessor, you are remembered in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and there's nothing more powerful than that. So special grace is coming your way. Let's begin as we do every day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Our first call today comes from Walnut Creek, California. Hi, Nora. Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Drew. I wanted to say or offer prayers of thanksgiving. You guys prayed last week for my sister with special needs who suffered the 3 heart attacks.
Yep.
And we couldn't find a radiologist to do the surgery. Yep. But praise God with all your prayers that we were able to find one, and they were able to reinsert the feeding tube for her.
Praise God. That's great.
I also wanted to pray for a special intention for Theodore and also for my sister Marie, because we are going to be bringing her home. Okay. I think this is the best bet out of leaving the subacute for her to be closer to us, because I do travel 2 hours one way back and forth.
I remember you saying that. That was a long run.
Yeah.
That's a long run. Hey, thank you for calling, Nora. I'm so happy for you. God does answer prayers. Let's pray that the rest of your situation is completely remedied. But Lord, I thank you for answering this prayer. I pray for anyone who is facing medical issues at this moment. And I pray in particular for their caregivers, their family, their friends, their loved ones. And I just ask you, give them special graces. And Lord, hear their prayers. And I bring to you all the aches, the pains of the body. And we thank you for these crosses. May they be meritorious. But Lord, we also ask for your healing and your reprieve as we pray. Hail Mary, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Our next call comes from Downers Grove, Illinois. Hi, Judy. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Drew, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm on healing for my sister. She just had hip replacement surgery on the 5th of April. I had 2 shots done in my knees yesterday. I'm to awake this coming Friday for my cousin who died of pancreatic cancer. Hopefully my son can take me in Roselle from 4 to 7. And he lost his best buddy to suicide.
Oh, no.
And he's going to counseling after work. So it's a big chunk.
All right. Well, look, let's pray for you right now, Judy. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hang in there. Thanks for being with us here today. I want to pray for her cousin who passed away, and for all those who will approach the tribunal of mercy, Lord, because I know you are mercy and love itself. So as we draw our final breath, I pray that you come as not a just judge, but as a merciful Savior. And I pray for those who have died this day and those who you will be calling home. 107 people die every minute. So I want to pray for their souls. And I want to pray for the hour of my own death and those who now pray with me. And I want to pray for those who've gone before us, all those souls in purgatory who so desperately, desperately need our prayers. But I do pray for those who are the victims of trauma, those who are the victim of abuse, those who mourn and have lost loved ones, those who are going through emotional issues at this time. And Lord, I just ask you heal the heart, you heal the psyche, and you hear these prayers. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Berkeley, California next. Bonnie is on deck. Before I do, let me jump over to Maggie, who's here in studio with me. Maggie, what can we pray for? What's coming in?
Well, we just got a message from our colleague, Tom Siskevich. He said, my son is asking if you can add a Marine buddy of his, one Corporal Marin, to the chaplet. There was some kind of accident, and he inhaled a poisonous gas. He's now almost completely disabled and is being medically separated from the Marines and has to use a breathing machine 3 times a day.
Wow, horrible.
Yes.
All right, we'll pray for a miracle. We'll pray for
him.
Healing and recuperation.
Yes. Manuel wrote to us. He said, Drew, can you please pray for me in today's chaplet? I was laid off in September, and I'm still looking for a job. Thank you. Cindy says, urgent. I need prayers for my daughter, Amanda. We went on the Italy pilgrimage with you together. She's pregnant with my third grandson. Today we found out that he has water on his heart. Mm. It could mean some sort of heart defect. We're going to the specialist next week. Please pray for her and the baby due in August. Sandy wrote to us and said, please pray for my healing of depression, anxiety, and PTSD. I just can't function. And Jorge wrote to us again from Indianapolis. He says, I would like prayers for my grandmother, Lydia, in Guatemala. She's taken care of by family members on my dad's side since she's been sick for a couple of weeks now. Jesus, we trust in you, and God bless you both. And lastly, I would just like to lift up some personal prayers for my brother, Lee.
All right, I'll pray for my brother, Greg.
There
How's
you go.
That?
Perfect.
Pray for our brothers. Lift him up. Greg, I'm praying for you.
Yep.
The person who took the pilgrimage with us, share that name again.
Cindy.
Okay, I know who it is.
Yes.
She's
wonderful.
It was such a wonderful trip. Those who were on the last pilgrimage I took was to Italy. And on that particular trip, we would pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet together in public places. And I remember we were in Orvieto, and outside this beautiful church, and a ray of God's merciful light shone down. It was captured on film. I'll have to post it at one point in time, but you could see rays of red and white blanketing us as we prayed this beautiful prayer. So God's heart is so pleased and so moved by this prayer. And I want to pray for you now. I'm going to ask the Lord to send those rays of mercy to you wherever you are, and for healing, for miracles, for blessings, for resolution to your situation. So, Lord, I ask you to hear all those prayers that were voiced, and let's add Bonnie to the third decade as well. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, this is a praise report. A thank you for all of the prayers. Last week, praying for Karen. She was on her deathbed, and she was received into the church on Thursday, and she died Saturday night.
Oh, how beautiful.
That's a big thank you.
Yeah, no. I mean, what a blessing for her soul, though, huh? To receive the sacraments, then to go home. I mean, that's something else. Well, Bonnie, yes. Anything else you want to pray for before we move on?
Well, let's put my brothers in the mix.
All right.
I think we should put how we're
all
doing
of our brothers. Yeah.
I love it. We'll pray for yours, too. All right. Well, let's pray right now. Lord, we thank you. I know we all will make this journey to our eternal home, so... Give us those special graces. I want to pray for our loved ones that are away from the faith. And Lord, you're merciful to them, especially the hour of their death. But we pray for our brothers today, our siblings. Some people don't have brothers, so we'll pray for their sisters as well. But Lord, we give you our family members. Be merciful to them as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole
world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Araceli is in Chicago. Hi, Araceli. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew and Maggie. Hey. I'm very happy. I have never been able to get through. But I think our divine mercy wants us to pray for. We have a couple from Venezuela that my son is helping them out with housing and other things. And this morning I got a call at 5 o'clock in the morning that she was experiencing contraction pains already. She's still at the ER. My son was able to get them there on time and everything, but she's having a little bit of difficulties delivering, so she's still not quite there. So I wanted to bring her to all our families for everybody to pray for a healthy delivery, mm-hmm. and for the mom to be doing well also, given that they have no family here at all.
That's so hard. Well, God bless you for what you're doing to help the migrant, Araceli, or at least your son. And let's pray for her right now. And Lord, I just ask today for many miracles, many, many miracles. I pray for the homeless. I pray for our nation, for our leaders, Lord, in particular, that we can be just and a moral nation. And forgive us, Lord, for the way we offend you here as a country. Bring peace to the world. But I give you Araceli. I'm so grateful she got through. And I want to pray for all of her personal intentions. She didn't ask for anything personally, but I lift her heart up to you. And we do pray for this immigrant family and all those who are pregnant. And Maggie, as we were praying, Gabby, our colleague here, who's a producer for Morning Air, came to mind. So, Gabby, yes. We're praying for you.
Yes.
Any word on her? Is she okay?
We're still praying.
Okay. We'll lift her up. And, of course, Maggie is due soon, and so is Nick and others that I work with. So we pray for those who are pregnant, those who are contemplating right now terminating the child in their womb. And let's pray also for those struggling to become pregnant or seeking to adopt. Lord, we pray for life, and we pray for mercy. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Jerome is in Menasha, Wisconsin. Hi, Jerome.
Yes. So I'm calling about Elijah Vu. I don't know if you heard of him or not, but he's a boy 3 years old. He's been missing for almost 2 months. And they have the police searching, the public searching on the ground, in the air, and in the water, and they can't find him. And I'm just wondering if the best thing wouldn't be for us to pray,
amen,
that he'll be found, because they're not having any luck otherwise. So well, I ask that for him.
Yeah, first of all, Jerome, we're honored to pray, and I am so grateful for your call, and I want to pray for you too, okay? And I don't know if you have any personal intentions you want to put forward, we'll pray for you too. Is there anything you need to pray for?
Get better, more consistent at being good at my religious practices.
Oh, what a good man. Well, we're going to pray for you right now. Thank you, brother. Thank you for calling. Lord, I lift up this man who's praying for this little boy, Elijah, who's been missing for 2 months. Sure, it's going to take a miracle to resolve this one, Lord, but I bring it before you, bring it before the throne of mercy. I lift up Jerome. I pray for his health and a beautiful intention. He's praying that he can really grow in holiness, fulfill the mission that you have given to him, Lord. And I re-echo that for all of us. I give to you the once, the needs, the prayers, the desires, the mission that you have assigned to each of us now united in prayer. And Lord, I just ask that you hear us, and in a special way, allow there to be multiple miracles to take place today, many answered prayers to continue to come in. I also ask for special graces for those who need to carry their cross a little bit longer. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Champion,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Sorrowful,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Saint Bernadette Subaru,
pray for us.
Saint Maximilian Kolbe,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sapochko,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today's been a day I've been sharing with you miracles, right? Answered prayers, the lost being found, tumors disappearing, results coming back in positive ways. I mean, we're just so grateful for God's mercy. I have a friend. My wife and I really enjoy this couple very much. They're both medical professionals, and their son suffered a tragic accident. I mean, it's a horrible accident no family should ever have to go through. Laura's going to join me when I return, because on Easter, I got a text from her husband. He's a physician. He's a surgeon. And when surgeons say, hey, I don't have an explanation medically for this, it makes me listen. He even reached out to the neurologist, and we'll share this story. God can do the impossible. I see a miracle in the making with this family, and you're going to love this story. Stay with me. That is Straight Ahead.
Your daily dose of faith, hope, and charity. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, if you haven't heard, the next Relevant Radio pilgrimage is being led by Father Rocky. He's going to Poland and Prague this September, and tickets for the trip are almost sold out. You can reserve your spot today at relevantradio.com/Poland. That's relevantradio.com/Poland.
Is the Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio and on the Relevant Radio app.
Well, it is so good to be with you today. I cannot wait to introduce you to a good friend of mine. I don't know if you know this, but she's actually the cousin of Monsignor James Shea, who will also be joining us. And I've been so inspired by the faith of this couple. Her name's Laura, and her husband's name is Jay. Really spiritual people, wonderful people. And they endured a tragedy, a personal tragedy to their family, and something that no couple should go through. And I've been inspired by them because they've never stopped having faith in God. And God is a God of the supernatural. I call him the God of miracles. And we just, you know, today during the chaplet, you must have heard 5, 6, 7 different miracles that we reported that have come in through the chaplet. The Lord told St. Faustina, he says, people do not know the scope of our Lord's mercy. Therefore, they don't pray for big enough things. Now, I pray for miracles all the time because no miracle will occur without God's touch. You know, when you're struggling, when you're in the valley, when it's dark, it's hard to believe, right? It's hard to trust. It's hard to really believe that God will bring good out of that situation. You wonder, how can God bring good out of the cancer diagnosis I've been given, or the fact that my husband has been cheating on me, or that I'm being sued, or I'm going to face jail time? God can and does restore. He restores everything. And I, you know, what ended up happening here, and I'm not going to tell the story. I'm going to let Laura share the story, because they faced a tragedy that no couple should ever have to go through. Their son was involved in a gun accident. It should have probably killed him. It took his sight. It changed his life, and it changed theirs. And I was sharing, Laura never stopped praying. I remember her on her knees weeping before the Blessed Sacrament in a chapel that I used to pray at. And they've been through a roller coaster ride. But this Easter, and this is several years in now, I think we're beginning to see an absolutely inexplainable miracle unfold. They've actually been turning to a particular saint. You know, I often advocate for us to turn to the venerables, the blesseds, and the saints. You're going to love this story. Laura, it's great to have you with me today. Good afternoon.
Thanks, Drew. It's wonderful to be with you and your listeners.
Well, you are an inspiration. I know you're going to inspire a lot of people with your walk. I didn't want to share the story, so maybe bring us back. You have this beautiful son, football star, popular in school, has an accident, and life changes. Bring us back in time. What happened? And take us through your journey.
Yeah, James was, like you said, he was living and flourishing in high school. He was critically injured in a gun accident, and that's 7 years ago now. He was a sophomore in high school.
Wow, that long?
Fired and a bullet ricochet penetrated his head above his right eye, leaving him with a traumatic brain injury and entire loss of sight. And the accident, we think, happened at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. And we found him at 7 or 8 a.m, called the ambulance. And he told me that people were with him, and that he was 33 years old. And he said, this was after, because I found him unconscious and the EMS came and they took him to the hospital. And after several months of being in a coma and he had several surgeries, he excelled with his recovery. And the first time he had a miracle was when they initially scanned his face to see where they would have to do the surgery on his sinuses and his face. And but he had to be stabilized. And 24 hours later, they rescanned him and thought, okay, well, this is good. We can go now. And when they looked at the scans, bones had healed in his face. And the surgeon came running down the hallway and pulled us into another room and showing us the films. And we were, you know, it was wonderful. So they went on and did the surgery, and he was in surgery 9 hours. And they thought he would do very well. He should have died, but his brain was in good shape. As far as they could tell, it would be, but there was a very large bullet fragment that was embedded in his brain, and it was too remote to retrieve. if they went after it, he may not live or would have severe deficits. So we knew that there would be this brain, a billet fragment, which was big in his brain. So this was 7 years ago. He was very devastated as he recovered over the coming 6 months. But he decided that he wanted to finish high school, he wanted to go to college, and he wanted to regain as much function and independence as he could. And, you know, it was a hot mess, but Jay and I felt like we were put in a dark closet with no light, without a doorknob. But we were groping 1 second at a time, really for the first year and a half. But then he started to stabilize with his hormones. He hurt his hypothalamus, which, you know, he takes thyroid replacement and other hormones. And that the traumatic brain injury was devastating as well, not to mention complete blindness. So going through recovery, he decided that, you know, there's hope. Yeah. I mean, at times he would tell me, Mom, that there's hope. So that's hard. When something like that happens, you are disoriented. Mm-hmm. My husband and I have always had a great deep faith and raised our kids that way too. Yeah. But it tests you when you're in that much pain, and when your child is tragically injured, that's a hard thing to describe, and it's a certainly hard thing to live.
Laura, how did you do it? I mean, here's the thing, and I know how weak I am, right? I try to live my faith to the fullest, but there's been many times in my past where I have doubted God. I've wondered where God was in my life, and he'd come through in the 11th hour and 59th minute, and I'd promise that I would never doubt him again. You know, I'll walk by faith, and there I am 6 months, a year later, faced with another challenge, and I wonder where he is, or I wonder why he allowed this cross to take place. Yeah, and my trial was nothing like what you and Jay had to go through. Where were you? Did you wonder why God, who was good and loving, would allow something like this to happen? Was your faith... Yeah, I am sure it was tested. How did you get through it? Because, I mean, you're, as I said in the very beginning, an inspiration to so many people because you've walked with the Lord, and I think we're now beginning to see the fruit of that faithfulness. But take us through that. Speak to that person right now who is wondering why God?
I think I'm an impatient person. I'm very type A, and I like things done now. And what I've realized is living life on earth isn't according to your type A and wanting things now, that there's an amazing tapestry that's being sewn, and we have such a small window. Our reality is so small. We can't see the air we breathe, and we just are limited. And adoration daily. Yeah. Mass daily. I prayed for hours. I journaled. I have a great core family with sisters, and my dad's passed away, but my mom and friends. But you don't have much energy for much, and sometimes breathing is difficult.
Yeah.
And so as I look back, I see Jesus with me every step of the way, but when you're in it, you don't. But I felt him in adoration and in the Word. So reading the Bible and talking to him is how you do it.
Well, you know, I want you to share. I'll take a quick break. Monsignor Shea is going to be joining us as well. But when you come back, I want to share a text I received Easter morning from your husband, in which he thinks there's a real miracle. And with your permission, at some point, I want to post what was sent to me, because to me, it is mind-boggling. My conversation will continue with Laura Bosco. Monsignor James Shea will be joining us as well. Stay with us. Our conversation continues right after this.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, today we'd like to thank Rosario, who's listening in New Mexico, for donating her 2014 Fiat 500. You can join thousands of other listeners in donating old vehicles, trucks, boats, and RVs by visiting relevantradio.com/car. That's relevantradio.com/car.
Substance without the static. You're listening to the Drew Mariani Show.
So good to be with you today. Thank you for joining me. If you're in a dark place, you're carrying a heavy cross, I want you to know that it is always darkest before the dawn. Right? Unless you hold on to that darkness, tribulation should, and it can lead you really to a new way of viewing life. It can lead you actually to a joy you never thought you could encounter. It could give you a intimate walk with the creator of the universe, who is love and joy itself. And that is our Lord. I am talking right now with a friend. Her name's Laura Bosco, and her son suffered a traumatic brain injury and lost his vision when a bullet ricocheted and went into his head. I received a text on Easter morning from my buddy, and I've been praying for their son, James, for a long time. And her husband, Jay, wrote to me. He says, "Drew, I got to tell you." He says, "Check this out. James had an Easter miracle." He says, "Early Friday morning, he woke up and he felt the need to blow his nose over and over. And he passed a large bullet fragment, which had been lodged in his brain after the accident. I'm not sure if it's going to help recover with his sight, but I have faith it may be the first sign that his prayers are being answered. Praise God." So Jay went on and he ended up talking to the neurologist, who said, "Have you ever seen anything like this?" And the neurologist gets back to him and just texts, "OMG." And Jay says, "I'm assuming that means you never saw anything like this." No. Laura, I want to pick up on this point if we can. Talk about an Easter miracle. The bullet fragment is unbelievable. I mean, it is a huge piece of metal that I am looking at here. And I'd love to post that picture along with a prayer for James if we could do that at some point with you. But what did the neurologist say? What did the other surgeons? You're a medical professional. Your husband's a surgeon. Is there any logical explanation for how this can leave the brain, pass through the navel cavity and out onto a piece of tissue?
No, there isn't. And the neurologist, the neurosurgeon said that he has never seen this before. Wow. And he's probably in his 60s. He's a very experienced man, wonderful surgeon. Yeah. Well, so we were just dismayed. I mean, I don't know. I've never had a miracle like this before. So it's just profoundly humbling.
I love it. I'm so psyched and so pumped for you guys. I was so happy. Kathy and I rejoiced. We prayed in Thanksgiving that day. And I know we were able to spend Divine Mercy Sunday together. You told me that, I said, "Well, who are you praying to?" Because I know that, you know, we turned to Blessed Sopochko, who's the confessor to St. Faustina, and we had Divine Mercy because of it. You had a relic of St. Charbel. But you said, is it Pierre Giorgio Frassati that you turned to?
Yes. James is a student at the University of Mary. He's a junior. And last year we had a picture of Giorgio Frassati, and he said put it above his desk. And James is completely blind. And his buddies are like, "Wow, you have a picture there. Why do you have that there?" And James, you know, it's James's wingman, Blessed Giorgio Frassati. So he asked for the intercession of Blessed Giorgio Frassati and also my deceased father, James. So
I love it.
He prays for intercession.
Well, let me bring in Monsignor Shea too. I know that Monsignor Shea, who comes from the University of Mary, has had James there for the past, I guess, 3 years or so. And Monsignor, thank you for joining us. You're part of the family. You know this story. I'd love your perspective and insight on how God's working here.
Sure. Drew, first of all, I'm honored to be on with you and with Laura, who is my dad's first cousin.
Wow.
And I remember when it first happened. I remember when the accident took place. James was rushed to a children's hospital in Milwaukee. I was already here at the University of Mary at that time, and Laura, I don't know if you remember this, but I came out and was able to pray with the family. And then I came back. We celebrated Mass for James here on campus. And afterward, a young woman approached me and said, I know that family. And I said, what do you mean? She said, oh, yeah, I know that family. Natalie Brown, I think, was her name. And she said, I went to school with James's older sisters in Maine, before you moved to Wisconsin. And so I think that there have been sort of beautiful connections all along. You know, when we talk about suffering, oftentimes people use suffering to sort of doubt the existence of God, to say that in a world created by a loving God, we can't have suffering, we can't have darkness, that doesn't make any sense. But if you open the pages of the Bible, of course, you don't find that at all. That there are all kinds of people who experience suffering, sometimes devastating and debilitating suffering, and who hold that together with the belief in and faith in the existence of a good God. Look at the book of Job, for instance, and all the things that Job endured. But he did lament. He did cry out to God. And I think Jay and Laura and all of James's family have done that through the years, cried out to God, have prayed to the Lord, to the Blessed Mother, to saints like Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. And I'll say this, that, you know, the Lord is the only one really who has the authority and the power to bring great good out of evil, and light out of darkness. And my privilege has been to watch James flourish here on the campus of the University of Mary these past years, and to see the way in which so many of his friends have rallied around him, how his presence on campus has reminded us of how important it is every day to be grateful for the gift of friendship, but also for the gift of sight. And then this most recent occurrence, which happened here on our campus, Jay and Laura came out and they celebrated Easter here at the university, has just been a beautiful thing. And I've seen James in the last couple of weeks a couple of times, and there's a new spring in his step. In other words, I think there's a new hope in him. And isn't it true, Laura, that now that this fragment is passed, it's going to be possible for some new testing to be done so that the doctors can see some things that they might not have otherwise been able to see?
Yes, absolutely. He can have an MRI now.
Wow.
With the metal being out of his head, being that the MRI scan is a big magnet. So he hasn't had an MRI yet, so we can see a lot more of the intricacies of, and even follow healing.
And you know, I really want people to see this. When you see the size of the fragment that came out, it is miraculous. And Monsignor, maybe you could speak to the fact that, you know, we often pray, and I see it in the chaplet. Sometimes, you know, there's this instant miracle where the scan shows the inoperable tumor in the brain, and they pray, and next thing you know, you come back and it's disappeared. God can heal in an instant. But sometimes that's not the way the Lord wants to work things. Sometimes he wants us to walk with him, to continue having faith in him, trusting in his mercy. And sometimes God's prayers are right now. Sometimes they're not now. Sometimes the answer's no. And sometimes it's a slow progression of events. And life is this journey. Maybe you can speak to those who are in that walk right now to maybe understand how the world, how the Lord works. It's hard to understand his ways, but walking in faith, what's the best way to do that so we can see these positive outcomes?
Yeah, so I think that what you said is right, Drew. God is never late. He's never too early. And he has our life firmly in his hands, even when we're convulsed in suffering, even when it seems like there's darkness all around us, to hold on to that hope, to remember that God loves us and that his love is invincible and that he ultimately has conquered all darkness, death, and sin in his resurrection. I think that those precepts of our faith are deeply important, and they transform and transfigure the human heart such that at a certain point when we're suffering and when things seem dark, we stop asking, why am I suffering? And we begin to unite our suffering to his for the salvation of the world. And our question goes from why am I suffering to for whom am I suffering? Mm-hmm. And it allows us, and you see this in those who experience great grief in their life. I've seen it many, many times as a priest, how sometimes suffering can purify and sweeten, can give deeper perspective, a more profound sense of empathy. And when we ourselves are in deep pain, oftentimes the people that we seek out for comfort are people who before have known the taste of that pain. They've been given the gift, the difficult gift. Mother Teresa called it the kiss of Jesus of suffering. And there's a wisdom and a joy that comes with that.
Monsignor, thank you for your wisdom and for your yes and all you've done at the University of Mary and for James. And Laura, it's an honor to call you a friend. And we're going to walk with you as this miracle continues to unfold. Thank you for your witness. We'll share your story online as well. I'm Drew Mariani, Up Against the Clock. Stay with me. I'll be right back.